I was trying to like think of what to do. I was writing down like the pros and cons. I was kind of coming up with bullet points, and I don't have a perfect solution, but I think after this Joe's Journey update, we're going to take at least a 2-week hiatus, a 2-week break, because I have been like having it. I haven't been putting my whole into it. And it's just tough, man. I mean, it's excuses. I know I'm giving excuses, but I'm being real. I've done well because my wife, Lindsay, thank God for her, is like, we need to get back on track because I lost a bunch of weight when I was doing the 6-week boxing boot camp challenge at a title boxing club. And they still have that deal going on where you can go check it out. But I have just been kind of slacking lately. Like, we've been eating good since Monday, but
still, this has been like 4 weeks of this.
No, we got back on. Like, we're back on now 2 days, but it doesn't really matter. I don't know. Like, I'm able to lose weight, but it's a pound, and I know it's healthy, and I'm not expecting to lose 20, but I know in my heart of hearts, I'm not completely back on Joe's Journey like that I want it to be, where it's living my best life. I know I'm not doing that. Just because I skate by and lose a pound or two,
right.
I'm not working out to my full potential. Not going crazy, I'm just not doing the things that I want to do for myself. And I just feel like so much pressure. Like, I usually don't get upset or nervous about Joe's Journey, but it's been weighing on me so much. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Like, not that I'm giving up, but especially going to my doctor yesterday. Thank God, all my cholesterol, everything's amazing. It's that I'm almost a 400-pound man. I'm closer to 400 than I am 350. It's amazing that my cholesterol is great. It's amazing that everything except for my blood pressure, it's a little high. I have to take pills for it. No, it's okay. It's like it was like 130 over 60 yesterday, but usually like 120
yesterday.
No, but like it's decent. My point is that's with help with medicine. Other than that, all my other stuff's good. But how long will that last? How long until my body says, you know, starts like getting pre-diabetic and have diabetes? Like that, there's a high probability of that. And I feel like a failure, and I don't know. I've lost weight, guys. I think I've shared it 100 times, but I've lost 75 to 100 pounds twice before in my life. And sadly, I put 75 to 100 pounds back on. Ask my wife. She was so happy for me before we got married 3.5 years ago when I dropped all that weight. She loved me, but I'm saying health-wise, flipping pancakes is better. The list goes on and on and on. And it's just like, what the hell is wrong with me?
I mean, I told you this before. You don't actually want it. Like, you do, do to a certain extent, but you don't to the extent that you have to actually put in the hard, awful work that is working out and losing a significant amount of weight. You don't want to do it.
No, I think he has because he's lost 100 pounds before and he's lost 75
pounds
before.
But this time around.
No, I think the problem is that when he lost 100 pounds before and the, like, 75 pounds before, he was making... You need to make healthy lifestyle changes. And I think that Joe in the past has done these like crash, like diet fads where he's lost a bunch of weight. And
yeah,
he's
every
gone,
time it's been something keto or it was like a shake program.
Exactly. It's been something like that where it just needs to be like an overall lifestyle change.
But that's what I'm saying. He doesn't want to do it.
That you can maintain it. But yeah.
I want to do it, Alex. I get what you're saying. I want to, but I don't know what it is. Like some people, like they quit smoking when they have their motivation. It's like, hey, if you smoke, you're going to die of lung cancer around. They just stop. And I know all these things are going to happen. I know that my physical body is limited in doing certain things that I don't like. I know seeing myself in photos, I hate that. You're right about all that.
Why
like, that's
don't
true,
you consider-
but I don't.
Doing, I know that you want to do
gastric
it,
bypass
yes.
because there's complications. My mom now, who had that done years ago, is suffering, and that's not the answer.
I
because you
do that.
You can eat yourself out of that, Alex. You can still be fat
yeah.
with there.
Well,
some people
it
works, and that's thank God for that because that has helped save their life. But I know me, food is like if food was like fentanyl, I'd be dead. I would have been dead
right.
a long time ago, guys.
No, I get that, and I think it's like almost like you have like a block, like almost like a writer's block, but not with like writing, but like a block to like a better, healthy lifestyle.
That's what I'm saying.
And if
we're
I were you, I would go like, I don't know what you talk about in therapy, but I would have your therapy literally just based on your food and just based on your food.
That's not a bad idea.
Because your relationship with food is not healthy, obviously. And like,
you need to see an addiction specialist, but for food.
And I think that the thing with bad diets and fad, like the shakes and whatever like that, it takes your mind away. It's kind of like almost like another high that you kind of get from like being addicted to food and like eating all that food, that like kind of like high that you get from it. It's like a different high because like you're solely focused and consumed by that fad. And like it's almost like a different high. And then like once that kind of like falls off, you go back to where you began.
It's not sustainable, too. You know, like
that, that's
like,
what my whole point is.
It's not going to last forever.
You need to change, make small changes that are going to be sustainable throughout the rest of your life.
Or you could do what me and Liv did, make working out fun. Come play tennis with us. Liv, I think we should play tennis every day. Is that okay? Is that too much? Or
we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
that's
to
a
be
lot
honest,
of you. No, I'm just kidding.
How is Lindsay doing with her weight loss? Because she lost a significant amount of weight recently. Is she keeping it off and doing well with that, or is she putting it back on slowly?
She lost, I think, 14 pounds, and she did that, like as I mentioned, that 6-week boot camp at Title Boxing Club Glendale, and it was great. She got stronger. Her clothing was getting looser, and we were eating right. We weren't doing crash dieting. We just were doing. Yeah. You're going to have some carbs, a lot of veggies, and like whatever your proper portion of protein would be for your body size. Nothing crazy. Regular food, and she did it, and we were doing really well. And then, you know, when you get off, you're like, okay, because like certain things you couldn't have, like you weren't really having cheese on this
right.
thing. And she's like, I'm gonna have cheese, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna have this, and it's like, oh, we just ate a pizza. We ate two pizzas. Okay, that's not three pizzas. That's not good. You know?
So, do you ever see do you consider yourself like a binger?
Yeah. I mean,
and what meal do you think that like you binge the most? Is it like lunch when you're home by yourself?
Lunch and dinner. Usually like that's my reward. That's my happy thing. Like I could be starving throughout the day. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get so much food. I'm going to eat till I'm sick, which nobody would want to do that. But if you're a person listening, you know what I'm talking about. You're like, oh yeah, the same thing. You enjoy the food. It is like drugs. It's like,
right.
Oh, hit me again. Like, all right.
So do you think that maybe when you leave work and you're more stressed and have more anxiety because of work, you tend to binge more or binge deeper because it gets your mind off of it and you're
maybe
fully consumed with your food?
So are we saying this is all Alex's fault?
No, but I'm saying like, do you notice like some sort of pattern?
I think it's just life in general. I mean, we all got our own little woes and stuff. I got a lot of health things I worry about, my mom, my grandma that I can't control, like just family stuff.
Right.
But it's been that way my whole life. This is a deep therapy session. I think you have a good point, and I wouldn't have time now to talk about it, but with my therapist,
I think you need a new therapist. I think you can keep her for your couples counseling. For you and Lindsay, but I actually think you personally need a different one.
And I think that you need to start writing down patterns anytime after like you finish like a really big meal where you feel like you binged and then you weren't eating what you needed. I think you should write down like what your feelings were before you ate, what they were after you ate, and notice if there's any patterns of why you're doing this.
All right. I think that's a good point. And I usually don't feel hopeless. But I was just, because I've done it before. I've lost weight. I've never got all the way down. I've never been skinny since like fifth grade. I got really fat as a kid, and I've never really went back to like ever being in shape. I laugh when people say high school skinny. I'm like, yeah, right. I was like maybe, 2 month old skinny. But I just, I feel that, I feel hopeless. Like, I feel like I'm never going to get back to that. And it's just a temporary mindset. I know I can. And I appreciate listeners messaging me. And the reason I brought all this up, taking a break, I saw on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, a listener that used to listen to me when I worked in another radio market at another radio station. And she's like, I remember Joe. I used to listen to him. And he did awesome. He lost like 100 pounds in like 4 months. Because I did.
See, that's so
but
crazy.
Liv, it is crazy. But when you weigh as much as I am, it's not, you can, not forever, but you can lose 50 to 100 pounds in 6 months if you eat right and exercise your butt off. I wasn't. But anyways, she's like, but I think his motivation is because he was getting married. He needs a big motivation.
Right.
And I think there's a point there. And I don't.
Why can't your motivation be your marriage in general? Just looking good for your wife.
Trust me. I ask myself, Alex, that all the time. I feel like I'm such a failure as a husband.
Even having kids. Like, one reason that motivates me to like eat healthy and be healthy is because like I want to be able to see my grandchildren get married one day and like literally live as long as humanly possible.
Yeah.
And like that should be a motivation. Like, you want a kid so bad, and don't you want to set a great example for your kid and be there
totally.
For them? Yeah. So maybe try that as a motivation, just trying something new.
So at least for 2 weeks, we're not going to do Joe's journey. But when I get my stuff together, I would like to bring this back on air and kind of give you guys an update. But I want to do it when I actually have things. I want to have like results in place.
I would like to challenge you to bring up the conversation with your current therapist and ask her, do you think like it would benefit me to keep seeing you with Lindsay for the couples counseling, but for me personally to find an addiction food specialist that can help me with that and the reasons behind why I feel like I eat the way I do? Like, just ask her if she thinks that that would help you.
I'll have to check with her. Because I'm not knocking it. You should try everything. There's no right perfect thing for anybody, no matter what you do. I tried one thing. It was Overeaters Anonymous. My wife begged me to go, like, you need to go. It didn't work for me, but maybe it's just the one class I went to. I never tried different time slots because I went with women that were like grandmas, and I just I couldn't relate to them. I need to meet like Toby and Kate, you know, from This Is Us at a meeting, and then like, yeah. Hey guys, oh my god, me too.
Right.
Okay, all right. That being said, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up next, what we're into. You can share 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Now I feel like I can't talk about food if that's what I'm into this week. I might have to change it. But whether it's food, whether it's music, clothing, a song, we want to hear it, and we'll share ours next on Radio Now.